Well, a new report from Dementia Australia shows discrimination is widespread against those living with the disease. 65% of people surveyed believe discrimination towards those with dementia is common or very common. This discrimination extends to the medical profession, where 55% of professionals surveyed believe that often or always a doctor will speak to the carer or support person rather than the person living with dementia. Isabella Michi has the story.
In a recent report, Dementia Australia found 75% of those surveyed who identified as at risk of dementia indicated that they expect they will be treated differently if they are diagnosed. A finding Executive Director of Advocacy and Research at Dementia Australia, Cale Stokes, labels as unsurprising.
The report had some really interesting findings, and unfortunately, they are consistent with what we've heard about before, which is that people expect to be discriminated against as a result of their condition. So the sense of expectation around that is so strong that they will modify how they present their condition, whether they talk about it. So for somebody living with younger onset dementia, for example, they may not wish to disclose their condition in the workplace, because rather than being supported to still make a meaningful contribution, still work in their role and look at how they can gradually transition out of it, there's an expectation that they will resign immediately. So that's one form of discrimination that people living with dementia have told us about. Another is that as soon as they receive a diagnosis of dementia, their healthcare professionals will stop speaking to them as individuals and start speaking to their family members or carers instead. So there's this kind of expectation that as soon as someone has a diagnosis of dementia, they don't have capacity to be able to contribute in a meaningful way to their own, you know, healthcare and lifestyle decisions, which is just not the case. So that's another form of discrimination that people tell us about.
Some of the consequences of this stigma around dementia include social isolation, with the report finding 91% of people who have a loved one with dementia indicated people don't keep in touch with the person living with dementia as they did before the diagnosis. This stigma around dementia extends to the medical profession, as Stokes explains.
So let's say somebody has dementia and they break a hip versus somebody who does not. When they're discharged from hospital, the person who doesn't have dementia will often get access to rehabilitation and reablement services to help them be more independent and functioning at home. But that might not necessarily be as readily offered to somebody living with dementia, because there's a sense that, you know, their physical function is going to deteriorate, so they don't need the same level of support. So there's lots of different forms of discrimination, but they really demonstrate that people that are impacted by dementia do feel discriminated against as a result of their condition. It's almost like the, you know, the extra symptom of dementia that they don't have, don't feel that they have any control over. And people who are at risk of developing dementia, I think something like 81% of people who are at risk of developing dementia have such a strong sense of that, that they expect to be discriminated against before. And that, you know, that then changes the way that they advocate for themselves or feel empowered to advocate for themselves. So it has a really profound impact on them as individuals and as families as well.
The two main factors behind this discrimination include most healthcare professionals not receiving in-depth formal education on dementia unless specialising in geriatric medicine, as well as not knowing where to refer someone with a diagnosis of dementia.
People don't know where to refer someone with a diagnosis of dementia. So there's kind of a sense that if you have a diagnosis, there's nothing that can be done and you need to, you know, go and get your affairs in order and live the best life you can while you can. Because ultimately you will end up, you know, probably in requiring some form of formal care. And it kind of skips over a whole big chunk of a person's life. So we have numerous people living with dementia who talk about their lives as being active and engaged and empowering. So there's a whole lot that people can do to live well with dementia, but health professionals often don't know that they can, you know, that they can provide a referral or a suggestion that somebody contacts, say, Dementia Australia to receive services and supports that are very much designed to help someone process a diagnosis and work collectively with them and their family members and friends to ensure that they can still live independent and fulfilling lives. So GPs and health professionals often don't know that those sorts of services exist. And there is, as I said, that expectation that as soon as a person receives a diagnosis of dementia, they no longer have any capacity whatsoever. And that's, you know, that is not the case. People do still have the opportunity to contribute to or make informed decisions about their care and lifestyle, not just at the point of diagnosis, but also going into the future.
Executive Director of Advocacy and Research at Dementia Australia, Cale Stokes, speaking there with Isabella Michie.